So you guys have been checking out. There's a little bit of a thing that's going on at the moment where it seems like if you're popular on the internet, you can launch a music career out of it. And not only that, because we've seen this yodeling kid at Coachella, Mason Ramsey. He was singing in a Walmart, and now he's singing for tens of thousands of people. But the other thing as well is things, memes on the internet have suddenly been influencing the charts. Mm. So, I mean, you guys have been doing a little bit of research into this because people might not believe me. But, I mean, given the facts, what's going on here?
Well, yeah, there's definitely power to the meme. It was really random because last week, so Fleetwood Mac's Dreams, it went back into the rock charts on Billboard in the States. And this was like a good 40 years after it originally came out.
Yeah.
Because this one random meme where they've just like dubbed the song over these like American high school girl, like cheerleaders, just like absolutely killing it to
right.
it. And it's like gone back into the charts. So it's just really random.
I heard that the song that the yodeling kid sings, that's gone up in streams by like 2,000%. It's back in the charts as well. It's like some song from decades
yeah.
ago,
yeah.
like
yeah.
ages ago. And suddenly people are wanting to hear it. And man, I wonder, I don't know. Do you guys think that this is the way to go? Like you just need to make someone make a meme out of you and then you'll be sweet? Like
I think so. I think it's the yeah. way of the future.
Yeah, for sure. Like it's definitely the way that you can like get into the music industry, just but like how successful you go kind of depends on you. Because
yeah.
we've seen the Cash Me Outside chick who's now going under Bad Baby.
Is it Bad Barbie or Bad
no,
Baby?
No, Baby. But it is
baby?
Confusing because there's the H's like.
Oh, is yeah. it B-A-B-I-E?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or B-H, like B-H for baby. B-H-A.
Oh my God. I
yeah.
thought it was Bad Barbie.
Yeah, I
yeah.
thought it was Barbie too.
Wow.
Oh, I'm fairly is sure it? It's Bad Baby.
Nah,
hold on.
You're like looking at it. There's no R in it.
Bad
yeah.
like... Baby. Let's look up.
Bad Baby.
Oh my, it is
yeah.
Bad Baby.
Oh, good. All right. I was like, I've done my research, guys.
If you don't know who that girl, if you don't know who that girl is, it's the girl that you might have seen go viral maybe like a year-ish ago, maybe a year and a half ago, where she was on Dr. Phil and told her mum to catch her outside, meaning you want to fight outside kind of thing. And she was like, she's in these like 14, 15 now,
She's 15.
As of a week, about a week ago.
Oh my!
Oh, sorry, as of the 26th of March, then she was. Yeah, so she. I actually have to admit, her rap songs aren't bad. They're
yeah.
pretty good.
We were talking about this outside, where like the production's actually there because she's signed to Atlantic now.
She's hooked up with the right people to
yeah.
get
yeah.
it going. Yeah,
and she just collaborated with Lil Yachty, which is like actually a big deal.
That's a big deal. So. Yeah, it's So I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think? But the thing is, as well, this Mason Ramsey kid's 11. This girl is 15 now.
Mm.
I don't know. Is that is there anything weird about that? Like, is it sort of these kids are like, oh, sweet, I'll be famous. Yeah, and then in, like, 3 years, I'll be like, why did I do that? I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like there could be some big regrets, especially for Bad Baby. Like... I'd regret that. Like
she, I saw that she like paid her mum's mortgage
what?
Like off for Christmas. So, like, I was
right.
a Christmas present to her because from all the money that she's been gotten from this label.
I wonder. What
so
yeah, I mean that's the thing. So it's like it's quick money, and maybe it
yeah.
is worth it in that sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And do you know what? I feel like if they want to fade off, like I don't think it's going to be that hard. Like there's so many people going viral.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you can just give up, and everyone will forget about you.
Mm.
Yeah, they will be forgotten. This Mason Ramsey kid though is like insanely talented that I legitimately think that he has a platform to like be a singer, because he was telling Ellen that he wants to be a famous singer.
Yeah, he wants to be a famous country singer. Ellen got him playing at like the Grand Ole Opry, which is
yeah
like,
which was his
insane.
Dream like
yeah
yeah I saw he was very stoked about that. And you know what, probably the good thing with him is pardon me, that style of music is always going to be I think, I don't know much about country music, but I feel like it's not something that's influenced by like fads. It's just like, you know, people who like country are going to like country. Whereas if it's something like pop versus rap, rap's really big now, but you know, however many years ago, it wasn't what was playing on commercial radio, for example, but
yeah.
country's always going to be like
yeah,
that kind of
yeah,
thing.
People
its roots.
Who like country.
Yeah,
like
for
it
sure.
Probably.
I mean, I hope so, but in saying that, it is weird to see this 11-year-old with just on a huge stage at Coachella and all these people in the crowd screaming their head off and probably, you know, I don't know, munting their head off as well to,
yeah, I
to
don't
go
know
there.
Set he went on, but apparently he, like, had pick. Like, a lot of people wanted this
really?
Yodeling kid.
Like,
yeah,
I wonder
so.
How many people like flocked to it. Yeah. Like, oh my god.
Although I can't really see like Post Malone bringing him out. It just wouldn't have been like the best.
That was the plan, wasn't it? Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Man, you got like Rebecca. I mean, but on the flip side, you got people like Rebecca Black for that song Friday.
Yeah. Well, she's an example of someone that tried, like that was a meme, but then her career didn't quite make it.
Yeah,
after
I think
that.
She had a second song, I think, but yeah. Like
Saturday.
Oh. Oh no, what was the one? I think that was her.
Yeah, she's got a song called Saturday.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, I thought that was a joke.
I thought that was, like, such a good joke. I was like, nice one.
Wasn't there a girl that did one? It was called, like, Chinese Food or something. Yeah. And it was a similar Rebecca Black Friday thing. It was just repetitive, annoying, like, kind of thing. And, again, gets the virality, but I don't know. Yeah. It's Black Beatles, the mannequin challenge. That made that song go hard. And Ray Sherman talented in their own right.
Yeah, but that was just them securing that number one. So I'm like, they did it really well in the same way that Drake is doing it really well by
Hotline Bling
and everything.
All that stuff. Yeah, look, we need to get that philosopher back in to ask him if this is morally okay for these kids to go viral. But hey, all power to them. I think it's great that we as the human people have now the power. It's like, we want to get something back charting, just start a meme.
Yeah,
you know?
Literally. Yeah, we can do it.
That's it. If you want to do it, the power's in your hands. It's 2SER.